the Lord continuing his blessing as we remain faithful to him. I thank God for the privilege of prayer. There's just, you know, so many things that open up as a result. Amen. Brother Merle. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. We were praying because there was a concern that Sarah had breast cancer. And the tests and so on were ongoing, and we continued praying. Thank the Lord for a good report. Amen. Now we need to see a renewal, a restoration. Thank God. The Lord working in her life, in her heart. Amen. And God would have his way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prayer on Tuesday, Thursday, Bible in prayer, and then our fellowship afterwards. That's a substitute for share group, I guess, for we've been using for a while now. And I think it's been good. It's been effective. And we especially thank you for your contributions to She's for Christ and now Christmas for Christ and the blessings that come. Praise God. And then Sunday, we celebrate, and we celebrate the resurrection. Praise God. That's why it's on the first day of the week, because that's when the resurrection happens. So we can celebrate the resurrection every Sunday. We don't have to wait for Easter. Amen. We can celebrate what the Lord has done in the resurrection that we know took place over 2,000 years ago, and then how he raises us up. Thank God. Hallelujah. And then there will be that ultimate raising up. Praise God. When we're in the presence of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord. Amen. All right, as we consider the word of the Lord, I just want to ask you, have you been to a reception? And maybe the appropriate question would be, how many receptions have you been to? You probably have been to quite a few. Yeah, that's right. Had a reception for you. Praise God. But special events, graduations, high school, I guess they're called more parties, but kind of receptions. Reception following Pastor Jeff's graduation, it was real hot in La Grande, Oregon. Very hot that spring day, if you remember, Brother Mike. They had cookies and pastries and so on out, you know, for people to mingle. But it was so hot, people were ready to leave the field, the big field where we were, and the chocolate was melting and making an awful mess. I thought about who's going to clean that up, because nobody was eating it. Everybody was just, let's get out of here and get some air conditioning. It was that warm. Wedding receptions, presidential state dinners, I've not been to one. Just read about them, all the protocol, all the pomp, all the procedural things that go into it. Political candidates are having receptions. Oh, my goodness. Can hardly wait for the first part of November to come and go. Amen. Football season's going on. They talk about receptions. No, a wide receiver, but you never hear about a narrow receiver. Do they make receptions? That's a lot of money to catch a ball. Mercy. A lot of money. Super Bowl ads for 30 seconds. 200 million. What? It's just amazing the aspects there that are included for these different definitions of reception. If you'll stand, we'll go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll look at what the Lord says as far as a reception. 2 Corinthians 6:17, also verse 18, because that's included in the promise of what this reception is. Thank God. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Now, those are prerequisites. Those are requirements. Those are standards that he desires, so that the last part of that verse will be fulfilled. And I will receive you. Praise God. In order to be received by him, it will definitely be worth it to come out from among them and be separate. Amen. And have nothing to do with what is unclean and immoral and wrong. Amen. We want to be received by the Lord. And then the promise goes on in verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Saith who? Wow. The Lord Almighty. Praise God. Oh, that's the greatest reception that we could ever be a part of. Amen. And I definitely want to be in the part that we're received up into the heavenly realm. Amen. Praise God. All right, the Lord bless you. Please be seated. John starts out his gospel with similar phrases as is found in the book of Genesis, in the beginning. And he describes the impact of the Word of God. Now, he's not describing a separate person. Your Word is not a separate person. My goodness, your Word is you. And it used to be your Word was, you know, was good. A handshake sealed the deal. But, man, you've got to be so careful today in legal dealings and making sure the word is verified, the word is notarized, the word is, you know, all of those aspects have got to be exactly right. But thank God John described the Messiah and the authority and the power in which he came. Verse 11 of John 1 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, how can that be? For generations, they've been expecting the Messiah. They've been looking for the Messiah, longing for the Messiah. How did he come to his own and his own not receive him? That is a paradox that is difficult to describe. And we know God's plan included a church. And thank the Lord, he didn't leave us out. Amen. Thank God he made us his own. Amen. The history lesson today that Sister Sharon dealt with in Stephen describing, that's amazing how over 50 verses Stephen is displaying his knowledge of Scripture. And you got to remember, they didn't have available scrolls to where you could go in and can I check out the scroll of Isaiah? Can I have the book of Deuteronomy? They didn't have that. What they heard as young people in the synagogue was what they devoured, what they retained. And it's a very huge credit to Stephen to be able to tell about the patriarchs, to tell about Joseph, to tell about Moses, and so on. And he just goes right down the line of a history of Israel. And then makes the strong statement and the indictment of the people who were hearing him. You always resist the Holy Ghost. It would have been so much better if he'd been able to say, let's receive the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Because it was certainly more conducive to receiving the Holy Ghost in that place than out in the woods somewhere where Pastor Miller said, you can receive the Holy Ghost right now. Praise God. Amen. But he told them, you resist the Holy Ghost. Thank God we know the benefit of receiving him. And John goes on to say, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Oh, what a powerful verse in John 1 and 12. I'm thankful we've received him. And with that reception comes power to become the sons of God. Amen. That transition, that change, that increase in our relationship with the Lord is so great and so powerful. Amen. That man from Gadara who lived an isolated life, the loneliness that must have gripped him as the demons tormented him, and he screamed out in that place of the cemetery, not able to join his family for a meal, not able to sit down with friends, and not able to return to his workplace and so on. No, tormented, screaming, cutting himself, the demons trying to destroy him. But he saw the Lord land ashore where he was, and he ran to worship him. Praise God. And then what he received was what he longed for, what he was searching for, what he was desiring, and perhaps what he felt was hopeless. Am I ever going to be delivered? Am I ever going to be set free? Is there ever going to be a return to normalcy? Will I ever be able to join my family again? Probably the days and nights that he endured that torment, he may have even lost hope. But praise God, there was a change that came to him when he received the Lord in his life. Amen. Thank the Lord that the power of God was displayed upon him, and he is clothed, and he's sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he's in his right mind. Amen. Astonishment would come upon all those who knew him. Jesus commanded him to go to his house and show how great things God hath done for him. Amen. Can you imagine that reception? Can you imagine that welcome? Can you imagine his family being so thrilled with the man that they knew once before now coming back to them and not tormented, not screaming, not cutting himself, not having to be bound? Praise God. But he went from his house to the whole city and they told all of them the great things that Jesus had done unto him. Praise God. And then Jesus left Gadara at their invitation, unfortunately, because of the loss of the herd of pigs. And he returned to Capernaum. And Luke 8 and 40 is really an exciting verse. Luke 8 and 40 tells of his return to Capernaum. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Praise God. I like to think of that as a picture of the rapture. Waiting for him, gladly receiving him. Praise God. Anxiously looking for him. Praise God. And when he appears, no argument, no disputing, no debating. They just welcomed him. They received him. Praise God. And it's no wonder that miracles took place immediately. The woman with the issue of blood healed and Jairus' daughter raised up. Praise God. When we receive the Lord, oh, what great things his power and his blessing bring before us. We receive his word. We obey his word. It leads to receiving his spirit. And the Lord promised, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Praise God. He told him, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful there is that aspect of power that the Lord would impart to his people. Power to overcome, power to change, power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that there would be that difference that the Lord would make. And 120 obeyed him. That's a good number. 500 saw him alive after his resurrection. I don't know why there wasn't 500 plus who tried to squeeze into the upper room. 120 at least, thank God, were able to obey his word and tarry in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. And thank God they did receive that power. And more were added to the church as a result. Acts 2 and 41, they that gladly received his word. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Gladly received his word. We're baptized. 3,000 souls added to the church in that moment. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that help and that blessing that the Lord would provide to those who gladly received his word. Oh, I pray, God, let there be those that we encounter in, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our connections around the communities. Lord, let there be those who will gladly receive the word, and we can share the word of God with them. We can teach them Bible studies. We can testify and witness just like the man of Gadara did in our household and in the city. Praise God. To show what the Lord would be able to do on their behalf as well, and the changes that God could bring to them. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, the apostle gives thanks to the church at Thessalonica because of their openness, because of their desire for the things of God. He said, we thank God for you without ceasing because you received the word of God. You heard it from us. But you received it not as the word of men, but as in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believe. Praise God. I'm so thankful we discovered that to come to pass as well. I'm so thankful that power of God's word is effectually working in each of us as well. Amen. And the power of the Lord that can continue to work in us so effectually, so powerfully, so wonderfully. Amen. And finally, in that eternal realm, we'll rejoice in the one who is called the Word of God, who is faithful and true, who is Alpha and Omega, who's beginning and end. Hallelujah. He's first and he's last. He's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. Oh, hallelujah. That's where we're headed. That's where we're going. Lord, let that word work effectually. Lord, let that word work powerfully. Lord, let that word work continually. I want to be in that eternal realm. I want to be in that heavenly realm. Don't let me fall short. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the power of his word. And we receive it. We receive it, thank God. And we make it a part of us. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And thank the Lord that that power is there to minister to us again and again. Power to become the sons of God. In incredible changes that the Lord is able to make. Hallelujah. Miracles, healings, blessings, thank God. Because truth won't leave you the same as you were. It changes you. It makes a difference. Praise God. When Peter preached, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Thank the Lord that there would be that reception. There would be that recognition. A change would come in our lives. That's why the Lord said, come out. Be separate. Touch not. Amen. He's not trying to, you know, just confine us in a little jail cell and take away our joy, take away our peace, and so on. Here, you've got to be an ascetic. You've got to crucify the flesh. You've got to be all of these aspects. No, we're stepping into a realm that is powerful. We go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, delivered from the power of darkness, translated to the kingdom of his dear son. Thank God that from and to is still going. That from and to is still being enacted. And we're understanding how the power of the Lord is there. Praise God. And then his promise, I will receive you. Praise God. Powerful I will, isn't it? Amen. The will of God for you is to be in his presence. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank God. Amen. And I'm thankful when we come out from and we come to him, the power of his will is in effect. The one who comes to me, he said, I will in no means cast out. Praise God. He's not going to boot you. Not going to tell you to get lost, not going to ignore you and move you along to an obscure corner. No, he said, come to me and I will give you rest. Oh, praise God. I'm thankful the will of the Lord is still in effect. the will of the Lord is still bringing forth power and goodness. Amen. And thank the Lord for his promise. I'll be a father unto you. Amazing how Isaiah 9 and 6 gets such recognition in the Christmas season. And the emphasis being on the child born, the son being given. And that's rightfully so. Thank God the Messiah promised and the Messiah came. And his name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Thank the Lord we can know him in every aspect. We could know him in every title. We can understand the work that he is accomplishing as he makes himself known, the word being made flesh, the mystery of godliness being manifest in flesh as God shows his power and his goodness. Hallelujah. And the Father knows how to give good gifts. And certainly the good gifts would include the Holy Ghost. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Praise God. He commended fathers who would give bread instead of a stone, a fish instead of serpent, an egg instead of scorpion, and not reversing those, you know, in cruelty and in some twisted idea of, I've got to teach them discipline, I've got to teach them. No, thank God, the Lord knows how to give good gifts, and I'm thankful that power is continuing on as the Lord reveals his will to us, as he brings us into his blessing again and again. Thank God. The Spirit is a good gift. And that's definitely an understatement. It's an awesome gift. It's a wonderful gift. It's a beautiful gift. Amen. No wonder the apostle said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Can't describe it. Can't enumerate on it any farther. Can't elaborate on it because it is so great and it is so wonderful. Praise God and thank the Lord that Jesus said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. There's so much more that he wants to provide, so much more that he wants to give. Praise God. And then he promises, and in addition to us being his Father, that relationship is going to be complete. You shall be my sons and daughters. Amen. Thank God that he makes that commitment. Thank God that he blesses and provides in such an incredible way, a complete work that he is able to do within us, bringing into a relationship that is so powerful. Isaiah 64 and 8, the prayer that Isaiah records, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter. We are all the work of thy hand. Two relationships that he's bringing in there, the Father and the potter, and the recognition we're under his control. We operate in his will, and thank God the power of the Lord is displayed again and again. We can trust our Father. We can rely upon our Father. We can call on our Father. We can look to our Father. Praise God, and he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We're privileged to have individuals who know how to do finish work, and it's not slipshod. It's not, you know, haphazard. It's not, oh, that's good enough. And not something that is got to be, it's going to be done for the moment, and then later on it's going to have to be redone. No, finish work. All of this is done. Praise God. And let me stop right here and or pause at least to say thank you so much for being a church that is willing to put your hand to the work, willing to spend time in the effort, and the ladies, the men, and the youth, everybody being involved to the extent that it all works so smoothly, it all works so well. Amen. I'm reminded of being in Ketchikan by myself, and dear Lord, that family room that we added on to the back of the house, 26 by 28 feet, we had some men to come and help with the foundation of it, you know, and putting up the walls and the roof, but the rest of it I had to muddle through, and it was interesting. because I had no idea what I was doing. But the Lord helped. Praise God. People got the Holy Ghost there. The power of God was displayed there. The healing hand of God came forth. Amen. Hallelujah. It's still standing. Praise God. I drive by the house when I'm in Ketchikan. Hey, look at that. Praise God. It's still there. Praise God. But again, thank you so much for the work that you're able to do. Amen. And thank God for the author and the finisher of our faith who was doing a work in our lives. Let him do it. Let him complete it. Let him continue it. Praise God. Sometimes we might get the attitude, and this is the laxity, and maybe even the laxity that is coming about because of COVID-19 and because of the situations that's going on in our country. Thank God we're able to come together in church, but let's make sure we're letting the Lord do a work in our lives that will bring a completion, that will bring a finishing, that will bring us to the point, praise God, where we're able to step into the greatest reception that will ever be. Hallelujah. When we come up into His presence and into His power. Hallelujah. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Romans 8:15 says, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful we receive the spirit, not of fear, not of bondage, but God moves us into His realm of power and supernatural work. Thank God. And the evidence is we speak in tongues. Nothing wrong with speaking in tongues again. Nothing wrong with praying in tongues again. Nothing wrong with believing for God to move and work in your life again. Hallelujah. Oh, let that spirit flow. Let that power come forth. Stay with the relationship that God has called you to. I will be your father. You will be my sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Thank God for that awesome relationship. Glory to God. Amen. And we remind ourselves, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise God. It was a kindly old man who didn't have family, who didn't have children, and invited you to be a part of his life with the promise, I'm going to include you in my will. That would be one thing. Or some of these billionaires around who got more money than they know what to do with. They were making that offer. I will be a father to you. You will be my sons and daughters. That would be something. But this invitation is from God Almighty. Amen. Thank the Lord. That opens up incredible realms of possibility. That brings us to a point of understanding that the Lord has so much available to us. Laodicea is the seventh church that the Spirit describes in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. You would think that the churches, you know, from Ephesus to at the beginning to that there would be an ascension. There would be it's getting more powerful. It's getting more wonderful. It's getting more incredible. It's getting more obvious that God's working. That's not the way it reads in Revelation 2 and 3. Laodicea hears the Lord knocking, or they should hear the Lord knocking. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful we can receive him. I'm thankful we can open the door. I'm thankful the blessing of the Lord can come forth and the goodness of God can be displayed in that manner as his blessings comes forth, because he is going to receive us. We call it the rapture. The Lord made the promise. Let not your heart be troubled. That's how he started John 14. That's how he ended John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Oh, what an incredible ending to that relationship. Together forever with the Almighty. Praise God. The disciples heard the Lord give the command, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. They saw the Lord ascend out of their sight into the clouds, and then two men in white appeared to them, angels, obviously, on the Mount of Olives, and they give the command or give the statement, this same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. Praise God. And with great joy they departed to Jerusalem. And oh, thank the Lord, the promise of the Holy Ghost came. Amen. Thank the Lord. The angels made that promise. The Lord made that promise. The apostles write about that promise. Praise God. And thank the Lord. I believe the angels are with excitement waiting for that time that the trumpet can sound. And the trumpet, and then the shout will go forth. And then those that are dead will rise first. And we which are alive, praise God, caught up together. Oh, yes. Stay that with that relationship. Stay with what God has in store for you. Amen. Continue to believe the power of the Lord. John heard powerful praise in Revelation 19. He talks about how the worship went forth and how that it was obvious the church was a victor. The devil tried to make it a victim, but the Lord's plan came about. The Lord's purpose was fulfilled. And the church is victorious. And the voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thunderings is how John recorded it. Praise God. Thrilled of what he was hearing and the power of the Lord that was being displayed and the worship that went forth. Praise God. And then the call that was made. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Thank the Lord. And thank God that there's going to be an answer to that call. The Bible says John was carried away in the Spirit. Oh, get ready for the rapture. Get ready. Praise God. Carried away in the Spirit is what's going to happen to us as well. Amen. And thank the Lord we receive of his power and his blessing. Now, let's just look at how we are to continue here in our relationship with the Lord. Psalm 73 and 24. It's almost as though the psalmist would recognize how necessary it is to continue in the relationship with God as far as his guidance, his counsel, his direction, because he knew there was something powerful that was coming. Psalm 73 and 24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Well, I'm thankful that the counsel of the Lord, you know, he is counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. Praise God. And from that perspective, he's able to see the end from the beginning. He knows how to lead you. He knows how to guide you. He knows how to provide that counsel. Praise God. Guide me with thy counsel and receive me to glory. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord is there. Travel agents are almost a thing of the past now because of how you can make your own arrangements online. You can do their things and so on. But I remember the good old days of just going into the travel agent and making my request and them saying, okay, and writing it all down, getting all the particulars. And then a little while later, they give you a call and say, okay, we've got your documents, we've got your tickets, we've got your itinerary, stop by, pick it up. It was just so easy, so nice. But when the travel agent handed me that document, their job was over. I've got it. Now it's up to me. You see, that's different from being a guide. A guide stays with you. A guide is going to help you. A guide is going to offer you counsel, offer you instruction. Thank God. That's why the psalmist said it that way. You're going to guide me with your counsel. And afterward, praise God, when I've obeyed you, when I've followed you, when I've stayed in that relationship, when I've not gone astray, afterward you're going to receive me to glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for that power and that blessing of the Lord that is going to be received and the reception that's going to take place. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. Oh, my. It is completely beyond our imagination. You don't want to miss it. Amen. Let's let the Lord guide us. Let's let the Lord lead us. Psalm 49 and 15. You redeemed me from the power of the grave. Praise God. The power of the grave is going to be broken. The power of the grave is going to have to be released. Thank God the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Thank the Lord. We've been redeemed from the power of the grave, and then he will receive me. Amen. What a reception. What a blessing. What an increase of glory that the Lord is going to provide for us as we step into his presence. Amen. Let me remind you again of the people who were waiting for the Lord to return from that time of deliverance of the man of Gadara. They probably didn't know what was going on. They probably didn't know the liberty that was coming to that man, the changes that were being made, and the power of God that was being displayed. They were just waiting for him. They were waiting for him. Praise God. And the Bible says that they gladly received him when Jesus returned. Thank God he's going to return. I hope that there are among us those who are gladly receiving. I hope every one of us are among that number to gladly receive him. Praise God. Because we're waiting for him. We're looking for him. We're expecting him and desiring his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me, if you would, please. And we know in the last days there are going to be those that are scornful and those that mock. We know the scripture tells us that. Peter wrote about it. Jude wrote about it. Scorning and mocking. We know that's happening now. Why don't you pray about it? You know, as though they're expecting the Lord to be a genie and offer you three wishes, and you can exercise those things at will. You know, and then, why didn't your God heal you? You know, all the mocking, all of the scorning that goes on. But oh, thank God for the power that the Lord displays in our lives, in our hearts. Amen. In our service, in our prayer time, in our seemingly situations where we're wondering how things are going to turn out, and the Lord brings his peace that passes understanding. Praise God. And I'm thankful we're able to receive something from him in that moment. Receive his touch and his presence and his blessing. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I need to receive something right now. I need to receive something in the presence of the Lord. I need to receive his touch and his peace and his goodness here again. Amen. Thank the Lord that he can give it anew. He could give it afresh. And not something that, you know, we've just got to wait. You know, again, the scorners and the mockers say, oh, pie in the sky when you die and the sweet by and by. Isn't that wonderful? But thank God we know it's real and powerful now. We know it's fulfilling and completing now. We know it's satisfying and it's powerful now. Hallelujah. And I just need to receive something. If you feel that way, come and stand with me here in the altar area now. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Thank God that we can be received by him and also receive from him what he wants to bestow upon us, his blessing and his touch. Thank God. All the blessings that we've received, all the glory he has revealed, is just a beginning of all that he wants to continue to pour out. He wants to continue to display. He wants to continue his work. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord. Let's give him praise. Let's exalt him. He